made it really comfortable. It was really fun learning about each other.
At eHarmony, we're different than the everyday dating apps that can leave you frustrated and lonely. eHarmony has found a way to bring people together who are right for each other and ready to find something real.
The eHarmony questions helped me realize what I truly care about.
They got us talking, and then we realized we were meant for each other.
Gave it a shot, and I found the best person for my life. When I'm with her, I'm happy.
Aww.
If you're looking for a real, meaningful relationship, go to eHarmony.com today. And for a limited time, get a free month included when you buy a 3-month plan. Use code READY. eHarmony.com. Use code READY.
The Final Lap with Cary Murphy is on.
It was a rough start to the Atlanta weekend for Martin Truex Jr.'s number 78 team as they battled inspection woes. You see, the car failed 3 times, and their car chief was suspended. They lost practice time and started 35th as a result. NASCAR is using a new inspection process called the Optical Scanning Station. It's kind of a disco club in a tent, which is not as forgiving as the older template and laser system. Jeff Gordon is pretty happy in retirement up in the TV booth for Fox Sports and has no plans to race at a super speedway or 1.5-mile track anytime soon. However, he has said during a fan Q&A that he may be open to running a truck at Martinsville, the site of his last career Cup Series win that launched him into the Final Four championship race at Homestead Miami Speedway in 2015. Bubba Wallace spent some time with the King, his team owner, recently and got the goals for 2018.
He wants to improve to a top 8 to a top 12 team. And I'm like, okay, that's right in the ballpark I was saying. I said top 10 to top 15. So he says, yes, there are going to be days where we're better than that, and there's going to be days where we're worse than that. But we all have to keep it in one piece and bring it home and let us work on it. Having those couple moments with him, 45-minute car ride with him, there was a lot said, but I asked him that specific question. So coming off Daytona, you know, I've always said, you know, whoever enters in Daytona has a chance to win the race. Just miss all the wrecks and be there at the end. Have a good push.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh. Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh. Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. Ooh. I had to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow. The squeaky toy.
Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel any time. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
Brad Underwood putting on a clinic again. I have the name written down right in front of me so I don't call him Brad Underhill, a la Fletch. Putting on a clinic on how to book your team an early exit from the Big Ten tournament. The second half started, the Hawkeyes and the Fighting Illini. There were 5 fouls called at the start of the second half, all of them on Illinois. Brad Underwood, not happy about it, gets a technical foul. Iowa goes to the line. Hawkeyes have opened up another double-digit lead on Illinois. Granted, they had a double-digit lead in the first half. The Fighting Illini were able to chip away at it. The Hawkeyes lead 57-44. Michigan awaits the winner of this game tomorrow, and it's looking at this point in time like it very well could be the Hawkeyes. How improbable is this right now? They've looked good. They're shooting well. They're playing with good energy. They came to play tonight, and they're proving their doubters, and I'm sitting here as one of them. Look, I'm raising my hand. I'm not running and hiding from it. They're proving their doubters wrong for one night. Better late than never.
It's good to see at this point. Still lots of basketball to play. 12 minutes. Right around 12 minutes to play. But this has been, I'm not going to say their best game of the year, but one of their better efforts as far as their defensive intensity. When you go to the locker room only having given up 31 points, especially off of 11 turnovers, things could have gotten a lot worse. So very good defensive effort for their standards this season. Let's see if they can close a game out, because to get to that game against Michigan, you got to finish this one out.
Iowa now shooting 66% from the floor. Jordan Bohannon with 15, leading Iowa in scoring. Luca Garza with 12. The freshman continues to play very well down the stretch for the Hawkeyes. And Tyler Cook with 10 at the moment. Quiet day for Isaiah Moss so far. 7 minutes, no points, but he did pick up 2 fouls within the first 2 minutes, so he hasn't been able to play a whole lot. Amaishi Daly looking good at times. And you even have Cordell Pemsel chipping in with some productive minutes on the floor. So the Hawkeyes trying to salvage what's left of their season and give the fans some hope going into next year. And if they win today, they play 4 more games to get to the NCAA tournament. The odds are long. It's never happened. But, hey, never say never, right? 6:08, we got tickets to see the WWE's Road to WrestleMania. It's coming to the U.S. Cellular Center Sunday night. First bell is at 5 o'clock. If you want to win these tickets, you're going to have to do so on the showdown tonight. We'll take callers number 1 and 2 to 319-366-1600 right now. Callers 1 and 2, 366-1600, 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you answer more than your opponent, you're going to be off to the Cell Center, downtown Cedar Rapids. WrestleMania, the Road to WrestleMania, tickets available right now. You can buy them at Ticketmaster.com or at the Cell Center box office. But better yet, I want you to pick up the phone and give us a call right now, 319-366-1600, and win them from us. Alex has dug deep. We're having phone issues or something. Or no one wants. Is it phone issues or nobody wants to? They think that they're just going to get it by being caller number 6.
Or they're just prank calling us and then hanging up the phone.
No one would ever do that, right?
No, I've had that happen before.
No one would ever do that, right?
I mean, of course not. No one would ever do that. 319-366-1600.
7 questions, 60 seconds, your chance to see. That's all. Hawkeye fans, they're dialed in on the game. We put a lot of effort into writing these questions. I know there's a ton of interest in the WWE, and sometimes you run into issues. I think we're having phone problems. I really do, which is unfortunate. 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2 right now for the 6 o'clock showdown. Otherwise, I guess so. We'll...
Do we just keep the tickets?
No, we can't do that.
No?
We don't get to do that. The joys of live radio, folks.
Are they front row tickets?
No, they're not. I don't believe they're front row tickets. Which may not necessarily be a bad thing, because Tyler Ryder and I were in the front row and the last time, and one of us got beer dumped on us. So, we are having a little bit of a technical glitch there. My apologies. So, what we'll do is we'll see if we can get that worked on and then figure out a way to get these tickets given away sometime before 7 o'clock tonight. 319-366-1600. In the meantime, Hawkeyes still playing and playing well against Illinois, although it's now looks to be an 11-point lead. And I'm saying I'm doing what I said I wasn't going to do earlier today, and that's essentially giving the play-by-play off of the television. But I think more people are interested in Iowa-Illinois than are interested in a spring training baseball game or the opening days of the NFL Combine in Indianapolis right now. So you got to talk what's relevant with people. And that's Iowa and Illinois. Now, the Iowa women also kick off their tournament. And again, this is one of the bad byproducts of the Big Ten moving the men's tournament back a week, is that you used to be able to enjoy the women's tournament as the men wrapped up the regular season. Their games were all on the Big Ten Network, and then the men took center stage. Men's tournament overshadowing the women's tournament, so If you want to watch the Hawkeyes and Northwestern tomorrow, I think you have to do so via the BTN app.
This just doesn't even, it doesn't feel right to have the Big Ten tournament this week where, and maybe this is me being too nostalgic, like we were talking about yesterday, and somebody who doesn't like traditions changing, but the Big Ten tournament was almost always, the championship game was almost always the final game of the conference tournament session.
Again, part of the genius of Jim Delaney. He did that, built that tournament, and put it in that time slot on purpose. He wanted all eyes on the Big Ten right before the end of the regular season. That was a Jim Delaney by design. Jim Delaney's the best commissioner in college athletics. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're infallible. And I think looking at the quote-unquote crowd shots at Madison Square Garden, you can see that this was a little bit of a mistake, putting this tournament in New York City, playing it this week. The crowds are going to get bigger. They're going to get better as the matchups are better. But this is just, it's sad for Iowa and Illinois to have to play a game with fewer people in the stands than were probably at the U.S. Cellular Center last night for high school basketball games. I've seen an estimate of 8,000 people from somebody who's covering another team at the tournament. I can't imagine there's 8,000 people there in looking at the crowd shots when they do actually pan away from the floor. Lots of tight shots on the BTN production tonight.
8,000? So that half the... I guess I don't have the exact capacity of Madison Square Garden, but that's almost half the capacity. There's no chance that is accurate. And I hope that nobody in New York made the compromise of you buy the tickets, I'll buy the beer, because that would not be a good trade-off. As I mentioned in hour number one, you can get general admission tickets, or you could have gotten general admission tickets on the secondary market for the first session, which would be two games. The other game later tonight, I think Rutgers and somebody else, for $3. So, yes, the crowds are going to get bigger. How much bigger? What is it going to look like on Sunday when whoever is playing in the championship is probably going to be an average of, like we talked about earlier in the week, 700 miles away. I didn't think this was a good idea, and I think that there will be very little chance that, okay, for Jim Delaney, okay, the experiment didn't work out. Let's not try that again.
We'll try to address the issues here and then get back to the 6 o'clock show. Now, maybe we'll do that after the bottom of the hour break, because I do want to get these tickets given away tonight and I do want to make you earn them. I don't want to just go the caller six route, although I don't think we can even get to caller six right now. So 319-366-1600 doubles as the Hertine and Stocker text line. Hertine and Stocker, located at 101 South Dubuque Street in downtown Iowa City. Stop in and find out why they've been Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. You got the Big Ten wrestling tournament that's going to get underway this week as well. We mentioned briefly yesterday the pre-seeds for the Hawkeyes there. Iowa baseball getting a big win yesterday. Arch Madness, if you missed Gary Rima, he joined us earlier today. Also Dargan Southern of the Iowa City Press Citizen. They're both going to be at the Scott Trade Center for the UNI-Evansville game tomorrow. UNI and Evansville, much like the Hawkeyes, playing the first game of the tournament, which is usually not a very good draw. And also, like we talked about with the Hawkeyes, may have benefited had they lost their last regular season game and remained a little bit of a lower seed. Although, at least right now for the Hawkeyes, things are looking very good. And I know from talking with Tom Kakert and Mike Halas, a couple of our media friends who are in New York City at the Garden covering this, and they went out and had dinner last night at John's on 12th, which is the restaurant that a couple of us ate at in New York City for the Pinstripe Bowl.
With the good meatballs?
With the fantastic meatballs and the cheesecake. It's the only time that I've truly cheated and gone way overboard on cheating on the diet. You can't go to New York City and not get a slice of cheesecake. And so I had cheesecake at dinner that night, and it was probably between that and Casa Dora in downtown Jacksonville for the Tax Slayer Bowl. Those two places, probably the best cheesecake I've ever eaten in my life. If there's one way to get to my heart, it's a good piece of cheesecake. And if there's one thing that will ultimately clog my heart, it's also the same thing, a good piece of cheesecake. 319-366-1600. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back, more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. See, yeah, we're going the full 3 hours tonight, so of course this happens. Were this Monday and Tuesday show, we big board it and we're out of here. Scot-free, no problems, no trouble. Tonight, yeah, you guys are going the full 3 hours, and Gremlins, 618, back with more after this.
Get ready for WWE Live's Road to WrestleMania. Finally this Sunday at 5 at U.S. Cellular Center.
This is my championship. Come take it from me.
See AJ Styles defend the WWE Championship in a 2-on-1 handicap match with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Plus, Randy Orton, Royal Rumble winner Shinsuke Nakamura, Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, and more. Don't wait. Great seats are still available at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
319-366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker text line. We plan on putting that to good use over the next couple days here as we make our way toward Friday and the weekend. A big weekend, as we've touched on. Big Ten men's and women's basketball, Big Ten wrestling, Arch Madness. Big 12 finishing up its regular season. Iowa State. This, to me, is an amazing story last night. Donovan Jackson, on senior night, revealing that he lived in 23 homes growing up before he arrived at Iowa State. The perseverance of that young man to be able to get to college and to play basketball in college with that kind of nomadic upbringing. That blew me away. Absolutely blew me away.
That's what I love about sports, quite frankly, is that you have people from all different backgrounds and people that come from all different circumstances and are able to kind of coexist and come together for a common goal. And that is an incredible story. And what he's had to deal with his whole life and what he's had to deal with these past couple weeks, I think he's shown the strength that I think we all knew that he had. He's a really good basketball player, but seems to be an even better guy. And Iowa State is really going to miss him being in their program next year.
Iowa is like a cat with a mouse right now with Illinois.
They keep pinning
the Illini down, letting Illinois get within about 4 points within striking distance, and then they decide to sink the claws in a little bit further. Hawkeyes are back up to a 7-point lead right now, 9:50 remaining in the second half. Shooting percentage waning for the Hawkeyes, now down below 60% at 58. They're 22-38 from the floor. And Illinois up to 48% on 22-46 shooting. Sit back and put your seatbelts on, Hawkeye fans, because this one is going to be a bumpy finish, I have a feeling. The Hawkeyes, if they can get past Illinois, Michigan's going to be a tough draw for them tomorrow. We've mentioned Mike Glennon getting the heave-ho from the Chicago Bears earlier today, 1 year in on that $45 million guaranteed deal. The Vikings have been mentioned as a possible landing spot for him. Also coming up in conversations tied to the Vikings today, there seems to be a lot of discussion in the Twin Cities about Minnesota making a play for Kirk Cousins. If you're Kirk Cousins, you got to look at Minnesota, right?
Of course you do.
If they're interested in opening up the checkbook and bringing you in, they are far more attractive than any of your other options. Are they not?
I think they are. I think that if you're looking at attractive options for Kirk Cousins, Minnesota and Denver are just about it. And I know that people are saying, well, Cleveland should empty out the pocketbook and put a blank check in front of it. Why, if you're Kirk Cousins, why would you go there? I think that he's the type of guy that needs to be in the right system. And by that, he excelled under Sean McVay, where he's in a system where it's the new age run pass option, wide open, kind of putting in spread schemes to the NFL, which like I said, what Sean McVay did in Washington and what the Minnesota Vikings would be able to do with him, and possibly the Denver Broncos as well. Teams that have the right personnel to run that type of offense, and I think the team that does it the best in the league is the two teams that met in the Super Bowl, the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. But Kirk Cousins, you're not going to Cleveland. I don't know why some people are saying that's an option. Of course you consider Minnesota. They're ready to win now, and I think that Denver, if they get a quarterback, is ready to win now as well, because they have the defense and the offensive personnel. They've just been lacking the signal caller.
Vikings fans, what are your thoughts on Kirk Cousins wearing the purple next season? 319-366-1600. We have now people saying Madison Square Garden is almost at capacity. No way. No way. They got the whole upper bowl.
No, it's closed off.
Tarped off.
Nobody's allowed to go up there, which is how it was during the NIT. But yeah, 8,000 and somebody pointing out 3,250.
Whoever is saying that has to be citing tickets sold, which is, and I hate it. Everybody does it. And I understand why, because if you sell the tickets, you get to count that toward your attendance. But I want to know actual butts in seats.
And that's so easy to track nowadays.
BIS, butts in seats. Should be right there on the box score, but it's not.
Is it sometimes, or do they always have the ticket? The tickets sold are always the figure that you see on a box score.
Tickets, any number that's listed on the box score is going to be tickets sold. You got to have quote-unquote sources to get you the actual butts in the seats usually. 319-366-1600. We are just moments away from a big board update. We did take that break a little early, so we're on the back half of the first part of hour number three here. All three frequencies right now, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM. That's our South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Hawkeyes with a 9-point lead on the Illinois Fighting Illini. And Brad Underwood probably will have some questions to answer after this one about the technical foul, which gave sort of a breath of fresh air to the Hawkeyes in this one. There's a lot of other stuff going on in the world, and I don't want to be too Big Ten tourney-centric today. We mentioned a couple NFL stories, Matt Forte announcing his retirement, the Bears' second all-time leading rusher. But Joe Maddon announced that John Lester will be the opening day starter for the Cubs. Does that surprise you? It doesn't really surprise me. I don't know whether Lester is necessarily the best choice there, but they have a solid rotation. It wasn't going to be Darvish, certainly wasn't going to be Chatwood, but Kyle Hendricks has pitched quite well in previous seasons. Jose Quintana would be a contender, but Lester is your veteran guy, your big money guy, and they're going to ride him on opening day. No, they play the Marlins, right?
Yeah, they do. So I don't know how much it's going to matter. It doesn't surprise me.
The Marlins are, it looks like they're going to be stuck with the home run sculpture. Have you been following that saga?
No, I haven't. Why do they want, who wants to get rid of it? Who has pushed to get rid of it? Jeets doesn't like it?
I think the new ownership group wants to get rid of
it. That makes sense. So he gets rid of everybody else, and now the Jack McKeon and Jeff Conine, and now the sculpture is the next victim.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, then, well, you're just like me for the most part. But they have this amazingly garish home run sculpture featuring a Marlin, and I think it was supposed to be like the apple that the Mets have, you know, and the Brewers have Bernie Brewer going down the slide. This thing, it's ugly, it's hideous, but they're saying it's a work of art. And now they're saying that they're going to be stuck with it at Marlins Park.
Their stadium is a complete circus. Have you ever been there?
No, I know they have the Clevelander. They've got the dance club.
Yep, they got the dance club in left field.
I did read the article on Derek Jeter that was in Sports Illustrated. I think Tom Verducci wrote it about 3-4 weeks ago. Sports Illustrated now every other week. But Derek Jeter has said that they want to turn that ballpark into an entertainment venue. It's not just a ballpark. It's not just for going and watching baseball games. They're going to have concerts there. They're going to have other community events, an entertainment venue. Well, yeah, because the baseball part's not going to be qualifying as entertainment this year.
Well, they're not going to have a bowl game there. They've already tried that, and it's gone. So, of course, that's the plan for any new ballpark, but hopefully they can get some draws soon, because we're talking about butts in the seats. It's the only way they're going to get butts in the seats at that stadium is if you bring in a performer.
The sculpture has a name. I didn't know this. The sculpture is called Homer. Was the artist's name is Red Grooms. Kind of sounds like a country western singer from the 50s, not a sculptor or artist. But the director of cultural affairs for Miami-Dade County, Michael Spring, has told CBS Miami there are no plans to move the sculpture at the moment. Everybody would love for there to be more news, but it isn't at the top of our agenda. So, barring any unforeseen circumstances, the sculpture will be there, along with Starlin Castro, on opening day.
As much as he doesn't want to be there.
I was reading one of the preseason magazines. Every year I pick up two or three, and I don't know why, because it's probably I'm a creature of habit. I think I was maybe 8 or 9 years old the first time that I had my parents get me a preseason baseball magazine. In the days of the internet, and I mean, everything is out of date by the time the magazines hit the newsstands, but I still have to buy Athlon, Street and Smith's, any of the other variations every year. I'm reading last night, I'm trying to come up with my baseball picks this year. And last year, I was in on the Rockies early on.
Yep.
And I'm trying to figure out whether or not there's a team that I want to expose myself to cold takes exposed this year and say, now, if you remember also last year, I don't get to brag up the Rockies because I also had the Mets in the World Series. You falsely accused me of having them winning the World Series, but I just had them in the World Series. I think losing to Cleveland, if I remember correctly.
I don't think you'll have them in the World Series again this year. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
No.
But will Tim Tebow be? No, never mind.
Speaking of baseball and the World Series, world champion Houston Astros, they got some bad news today. Yulieski Gurriel, their first baseman, underwent surgery. He had a hand injury and is likely going to miss at least the first 2 weeks of the regular season. So there's an opportunity there for playing time in Houston at first base as they're waiting to get him back to full health. He's a really impressive player, former Cuban star, a little bit past his prime, but high contact, high average guy. Got a little bit of pop and a pretty integral part of that, integral part of that lineup that won the World Series last year for the Astros. 6:32, let's squeeze in a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. It's the under 8 timeout at Madison Square Garden. Hawkeyes and the Illini here for that Midwest One Bank Big Board update is Kyle.
The Iowa men are trying to get a little taste of March basketball this year, and in order to do that, they need to beat Illinois today at the Big Ten tournament in New York. Failing to do so would mean no March basketball for the first time since 1938, but so far, Illinois almost tied it at 38 early in the second half, but a Brad Underwood technical helped vault Iowa back out to a 13-point lead near the 14-minute mark. They've done a lot of back and forth since then, but now the score is 73-66 at the under-8 media timeout. Jordan Bohannon leads with 18 points. Iowa baseball routed Cornell College yesterday 15-1. Freshman Trenton Wallace got the win in his first career start, going 3 innings with 4 strikeouts and no runs allowed. 7 of the 9 Hawkeye starters had hits, 8 of them scored runs, and 4 guys had multiple RBI, led by Justin Jenkins and Lorenzo Elian with 3. Former Iowa receiver Don Shumpert was a grad assistant on the football staff last season, but he tweeted this morning that this would be his last day with the program as he moves on to be an offensive assistant with the New York Giants. Iowa State couldn't get a win for its 3 seniors on senior night last night, falling to Oklahoma State 80-71. Donovan Jackson hit 5 threes in his final game at Hilton Coliseum on his way to 17 points with 5 boards and 4 assists, and Lindell Wigginton had a team-high 20 points. Tonight after the show, if you can believe it, there's no high school basketball to be broadcasted, so keep it here as we throw it to ESPN National Programming.
Chad Lystico, the Des Moines Register, reporting that Ahmad Wagner has headed to the locker room for the Hawkeyes, so we'll keep an eye on that, and they would certainly need him tomorrow if they advance past the Fighting Illini, and it's looking very good for Iowa right now. They are up 7 points with 6.5 minutes to play, and we've never seen Iowa lose a 7-point lead with 7 minutes remaining to play. So
they're always closing.
If you're a Hawkeye fan, Mac McCausland right now says get out the chips and salsa. Hawkeyes, there's no way they're losing this game.
Well, how much is he going to brag on Monday if they do win this game? Because he predicted it.
He did predict it. I will give Mac that. John Walters will join us on Monday. The Cyclones will be getting ready for the Big 12 tournament. We'll probably, well, one way or the other, we will be doing a post-mortem on the Iowa basketball season, barring 5 wins in 5 days with Mac McCausland. That's all coming up next week. This week, though, very exciting. We've got your chance to take home tickets to WWE's Road to WrestleMania, U.S. Cellular Center, Sunday night, 5 o'clock, first bell. Do you want to try to do this again? Let's do this. Callers number 1 and 2, 319-366-1600. We'll see if we've got everything figured out here. And if we do, when we come back, we'll play the 6 o'clock showdown. 319-366-1600. Tickets to WWE's Road to WrestleMania. We'll cross our fingers and hope for the best. Back with more after this.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology or frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Imagine you're given a new car of your choice. There's only one catch. This is the last car you're ever going to get in your life. You would baby that car. Well, you don't just get one car in your life. You get one mind and one body. And it's what you do today that determines how your mind and body operates years from now.
You have one body. Take care of it. Know more about you and your DNA. Order your 23andMe kit today at 23andMe.com.
Stugazia for the Black Tux. Everyone wants to look as great as their date at a wedding or special event. Guys, theblacktux.com is your answer. With high-quality rental suits and tuxedos delivered to your doorstep, the Black Tux lets you create your look or choose from tons of stylist-selected outfits without ever leaving the couch. Stand out at your next event for the right reason with the Black Tux. To get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/Dan. That's theblacktux.com/Dan. Again, to get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/Dan.
Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
See, the thing I like about this place is when there is an issue, it gets addressed immediately, and we were able to fix the phone line issue, and I knew people wanted the WWE tickets. There could not have possibly been any other issue, any other explanation, and so we addressed the phone line issue, and then all of a sudden, boom, they blew up there. Now, who are our lucky contestants tonight? Chris in Marion is going to be answering Alex's questions, which he has given to me, and Zach in Cedar Rapids is going to be reading the questions that I wrote. Alex will be reading them. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Doing good. Doing good.
All right, 7 questions, 60 seconds. Sit quietly while the other person is answering theirs. If there is a tie, we will get to a tiebreaker at the end. If you do not know the answer to any of the questions, just say pass. And then if there's more time, we'll try to circle back around to it. Now, Chris, I'm going to ask you, would you like to go first or would you like to go last tonight?
I'll go last.
Okay. Alex and Zach, are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
All right, Zach, your 60 seconds will start in just a second. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. Here we go. Free agent first baseman Logan Morrison was signed by this AL Central team this week.
Pass.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell plans to fine the owner of this team millions of dollars.
Jerry Jones, Cowboys.
Where is this year's Big Ten women's basketball tournament being held?
Pass.
What stadium modification did the Cedar Rapids Colonels reveal yesterday?
They're putting up nets.
True or false, Jim Delaney says he'd like to hold the Big Ten tournament at Madison Square Garden again.
False.
This member of the Iowa State Hoops team lived in 23 different homes growing up.
I'll have to pass.
How old is former Iowa football coach Hayden Fry today?
89.
Where is this year's Big Ten women's basketball tournament being held?
Indianapolis.
And true or...
That's 4. Yeah, true or false questions already, are hard to come back to.
And he already answered that one too, so I got okay. caught up. But 4 so is a very good, very high bar
okay,
to set.
Okay, Chris, this may or may not have been a very good strategy, but we'll see here. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Who does you and I play tomorrow in the opening round of the MVC tournament? Chris, you got us? Oh, I thought we'd solve the phone issues. Apparently, it's not the case. Are we thinking?
No, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear anyone ask any questions.
We'll start this over.
Let's get this reset here. Okay. I'll move on here. Can you hear us now, Chris?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, let's start with this. What former Chicago Bear retired today after 10 seasons in the NFL?
Pass.
According to reports, the Bears cut this player 1 year into his 3-year deal.
Pass.
True or false, the International Olympic Committee has decided to reinstate the Russian Federation.
Good, how's it going? False.
Joe Maddon named this opening day starter today for the Cubs.
Oh, no. Hugh Dershowitz.
Who will the Iowa women play in their first game at the Big Ten tournament? Maryland, Wisconsin, or Northwestern?
Northwestern.
The Iowa baseball team has played 7 games so far this season. What's their record?
4-2. All right, 5-2.
Who does you and I play in the opening round of the MVC basketball tournament in St. Louis tomorrow?
Southern Illinois.
Good guess. Former Bear retired. Yeah, we didn't get back around there. We appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for playing. And Zach, you are tonight's winner. I'm going to put you on. Yeah. Congratulations off to the U.S. Cellular Center for the Road to WrestleMania Sunday night. Those tickets will be picked up at the Cell Center before the show, 5 o'clock. First bell will put you on hold, and Kyle's going to relay that information to you just in case you didn't catch it there. Not exactly the smoothest 6 o'clock showdown, but we made it, and Zach is going to be off to the Cell Center. Becky Lynch set to join us on the program tomorrow. Very much looking forward to talking to her about her time with the WWE. You and I opens with Evansville tomorrow at the Scott Trade Center. Matt Forte announced his retirement today after 10 seasons in the NFL. Chicago's second leading rusher all time. Mike Glennon, the Bear, cut today, 1 year into a three-year deal. Back-to-back Bears questions. Look at you, Kuhn. True. The IOC is reinstating the Russian Federation, despite the fact that they had more doping issues while they were suspended at this year's Olympics, which, if you missed in hour number one, 17% decline in viewership in the United States. People were just not into the NBC. I think a lot of it had to do with NBC's production. The little of the Olympics that I watched, I found it choppy.
It was.
I found some of the commentary to be lacking, and perhaps some of their decisions on what to air and when to air and where to air it contributed to the ratings issue as well. Joe Madden, by the way, today announcing John Lester will be the opening day starter for the Cubs. And another baseball one, Iowa, 6-1, just one loss suffered last weekend on that trip to New Orleans. So 6-1. Including a 15-1 victory yesterday over Cornell.
Free agent, professional tweeter, also a first baseman, Logan Morrison, signed with the Minnesota Twins earlier this week. And other than that, Jim Delaney said that he does, it's true, Jim Delaney says that he wants the Big Ten tournament to return to Madison Square Garden.
Do you remember the caveat, though?
It has to be during the regular major conference tournament.
Yeah, he
week.
Wants it to play it next, a week earlier. Next weekend in the future, and unless the Big East decides to move its tournament. So that was his very politically correct out to say, oh, yeah, I'd love to. Oh, no, this wasn't a huge colossal mistake. We would gladly come back. We'll play it the next week like normal. There's no way the Big East gives up that window. So he can say that. And there are no repercussions because, exactly.
And the only other one that he didn't get was the story that you talked about earlier. Donovan Jackson lived in 23 different homes growing up.
Taking a look at the Hertin and Stocker text line, Wiggy in Iowa City thinks the Mariners are the team that's primed to be this year's Rockies pick for me. I'm going to say
no. If I had
no.
a nickel for every time I've heard that over the last, 4 years for the Mariners?
Now, I've got some inside knowledge on this one.
You got sources? You got people?
Well, I hit me with the Tyler below the belt there. I talked with Jerry DePoto, the general manager of the Mariners, in January when he was in Clinton at the hot stove banquet, and I came away pretty impressed. Jerry's a talker. It was probably the longest keynote speech that I've ever heard at an event like that. And he talked and talked and talked about what they did in Seattle, what they were doing and the contract situation and all of the trades and bringing these players in. And it got me thinking, oh, well, yeah, I can sort of see this. The problem here, though, is as I look for teams that are going to take a step forward this year and maybe surprise people, the very first thing that I like to look at is what's the state of their farm system. Do they have guys in AA, AAA that could come up maybe the second half of the season and give a team a push? Or if there's an injury, a key injury, do they have somebody who can step in? The Mariners farm system is dead last in baseball. And they've got a bunch of future insurance salesmen and sports talk radio hosts wearing uniforms. No offense to anybody in either of those two professions. I can't pick Felix Hernandez, who got hit by a line drive the other day in that game. They played the Cubs in Arizona. He got hit by a line drive. He just doesn't look like his old self. You know, the state of pitching in the game of baseball today is very fickle. You do not have a whole lot of lengthy Clayton Kershaw-type careers. Madison Bumgarner comes. You got guys who, okay, pretty good, and then when the drop-off happens, it happens. And I saw a couple people are predicting Clayton Kershaw is going to come back down to earth this year. The back problems are going to start to catch up to him. I don't know about that, but the Mariners look like a team to me that will be just hovering around that 500 mark this year. I'll ask Jack Dom, Mount Mercy's baseball coach, about the Mariners when I see him Sunday night at their dinner, which will be at Vito's on 42nd Street, by the way. Stop on out and support Mount Mercy baseball if you are so inclined. 6 o'clock, I think, is when doors open. 6:30 is when the event starts. But Jack, as many of you will know from listening to KGYM in the past, college roommates with Scott Servais, who is the manager of the Mariners. So he can give an opinion. It will not be an unbiased one. But I don't think I'm ready to anoint the Mariners as my team to watch this. I will pick one team that I will be woefully wrong on and one team that I will feel pretty good about. How about that?
Okay.
I'll tell you which team I like that I think will be good, and I'll tell you which team I like which will be pretty bad. That's coming up in the next couple weeks. It's too early for MLB predictions.
Yes, it is.
It's February 20th. Last day in February, by the way, for those of you who have calendars on the wall at home and want to get a head start, you can turn them to March. And right now, it's looking like the Hawkeyes are going to play March basketball. They are up 86-77 with a minute and a half left. A minute 40, I should say. I want to be accurate here. It's very important to be accurate. 1:40 remaining at Madison Square Garden. Hawkeyes with a commanding lead. Going to the free throw line. Illinois fouling to stop the clock. Hawkeyes have a chance to run the lead back up into double digits. Alex, we're going to be talking about Hawkeye basketball tomorrow. Woo-hoo! On the air.
I'm replacing my reaction for the Olympic update with talking
I was just
going to
say,
basketball.
We may as well just keep that in the rotation.
At least one more day.
Game time tomorrow, they would play early again, right? Isn't it 1:30? So the game will be over by the time we're on the air. This is great stuff. I should have the answers to this at my fingertips. I don't want anybody out there to think that I was injured in some sort of tragic shop accident in high school. I do have all 11 of my fingers. 319-366-1600. We'll get you that answer when we come back. It's 6:50. Final big board update. Expecting the Hawkeyes to finish this one off at Madison Square Garden. Tomorrow, you and I kicks off Arch Madness against Evansville. Lots to get to. We'll set the table for a Thursday edition of the show. Back with more after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
You know how to drive in winter. You slow down, counter steer, and do all the things you should. But even the most careful driver can end up in a fender bender on a snowy, icy Iowa day. If it happens to you, take your vehicle to Bob Mickey Collision Center. Every repair is guaranteed, and they work with all insurance companies, but they work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Hey, sis. It's nice to be able to meet for lunch for once.
It is. I was wondering if you'd want to cancel. What with it being bring your pet to work day in your office today.
What? How did you find that out?
Well, your colleagues seem super excited that the company has finally agreed to it.
Wait, but that hasn't been...
Oh, I would just love to bring Dixie to work. Could you imagine?
Hey, how do you know so much?
It's all on Indeed.com, on your company's page. Sounds like a pretty exciting place to work, actually. The culture seems like a great fit for me. And I noticed there were openings for account managers.
I think it could be a bit weird working together.
Relax, little sis. I'm kidding. Eat your salad.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
Like I said, no problem for the Hawkeyes. They're looking to finish this thing off with just over a minute remaining at Madison School. What? Yeah, it's a 7-point game. It's not completely chips and salsa time yet, to paraphrase our pal Mac McCausland, but apparently...
You're just trying to jinx them, aren't
you?
Oh,
what's his name?
Kipper.
Kipper Nichols going off. Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune says a Reggie Miller-esque performance. He's got 31 points on 10 of 17 shooting at the moment. It's 90-84. With the Hawkeyes now up 6 points, and the final minute and 9 seconds will take about 15 to 20 minutes to transpire as the teams trade shooting free throws and baskets. And
if Iowa makes their free throws, they will be playing tomorrow. We do know.
Yes, absolutely. And right now, Iowa, a Jordan Bohannon-esque 86% percentage at the free throw line as a team. Now, the shooting percentage cooled off in the second half, as we expected it to. They are shooting 55% at the moment. Illinois, 51%. For the most part, a fairly evenly matched game. And you may recall the last time these two teams played, the only time during the regular season, they wound up going to overtime at the State Farm Center, and Iowa put 104 points on the board. They're close to breaking the century mark again against the Illini, but I don't think it's going to happen. Kyle's going to have you momentarily. We'll have a last big board update for you. Let me tell you what's coming up on the program tomorrow. We've got another pair of tickets to the WWE's Road to WrestleMania at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. I had in front of me moments ago the card. I can tell you this, a former Iowa football player, Tori Ewan, and his tag team partners, The New Day, are scheduled to appear on that card. Charlotte Flair, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. This is a really good card. We're going to be talking about it with Becky Lynch. She's also scheduled to be there. 5 o'clock, first bell, Sunday night, U.S. Cellular Center, WWE Road to WrestleMania. Tickets available right now at Ticketmaster.com or the U.S. Cellular Center box office. 6:55, final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Here's Kyle.
The Iowa men are trying to get a little taste of March basketball, and in order to do that, they need to beat Illinois today at the Big Ten tournament in New York. But failing to do so would mean no March basketball for the first time since 1938. But it doesn't look like that's going to be a problem, but it wasn't easy. It was 88-77 with a minute and a half left. The Illini scored 6 points in 8 seconds to cut the lead to just 5. It's now 90-84 with under a minute left. The Hawkeyes have gotten their last 10 points off of free throws. Iowa baseball routed Cornell College 15-1 yesterday. Freshman Trenton Wallace got the win in his first career start, going 3 innings with 4 strikeouts and no runs allowed. 7 of the 9 Hawkeye starters had hits, 8 of them scored runs, and 4 guys had multiple RBI, led by Justin Jenkins and Lorenzo Elian with 3. Former Iowa receiver Don Shumpert was a grad assistant on the football staff last season, but he tweeted this morning that this would be his last day with the program as he moves on to be an offensive assistant with the New York Giants. Iowa State couldn't get a win for its 3 seniors on senior night last night, falling to Oklahoma State 80-71. Donovan Jackson hit 5 threes in his final game at Hilton Coliseum on his way to 17 points with 5 boards and 4 assists, and Lindell Wigginton had a team-high 20 points.
Tonight after the show, if you can believe it, there's not going to be any high school basketball for us to bring you, so you can keep it here as we throw it to ESPN National Programming.
I know you guys are going to find this hard to believe, but Jordan Bohannon has made 8 consecutive free throws, so his run at 34 Redux is underway. We'll keep tabs. We are going to be off the air before this game is over, but again, the Hawkeyes look like they're going to be able to seal this one away. It'll be Iowa and Michigan at Madison Square Garden tomorrow in the second round of the tournament. That is a 1:30 start time, so it will be finishing up most likely by the time that we hit the airwaves at 4 o'clock. Join us. We will preview, or recap Iowa-Michigan round 2 and also preview. No, we're going to be recapping that as well, right? Evansville and you and I, because they're the first game at Arch Madness. We did a little bit of that with Gary Reimer, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, earlier today. Another pair of tickets to Road to WrestleMania. Thursday means Woodja, and who knows what's in store tomorrow. Listen in, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM. Thanks for listening.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies...